the drummer counts it in. Austin, take some.
As we take Paul Warren right on down, he's playing this Friday out at Freddy's. This was recorded live right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 just a few weeks ago. And right now on the Motor Live Drive at 5, we have Bricktown Station. In fact, hey, Bricktown, are you there?
We are here live.
Okay, they are live and in the studio. In fact, what are you fellas and gals going to start out with today?
Well, we're going to start off one from our first CD called Home. This song's called Why Go Back.
Thank you.
up. Bricktown Station right here.
That's
on
right.
The Motor Live Drive at 5. In fact, would you like to introduce the band?
Oh, I would love to. I've got here on my left, I've got Buffalo Phil Bolden.
Good googly moogly.
He's on the headless bass. Right behind him, against the wall, we've got Mark.
Hey.
And we've got Roxanne. In orange, right here, Roxanne has made her presence to the studio. Those are Vistalite drums that we call Roxanne. And then we've got, to my right, Johnny Logic on guitar. Beautiful Fender, that classic one that he's always got. And then my name's Chrissy Morgan. I'm a vocal percussion.
And you are Bricktown Station.
That's right. Named after one of the people mover spots right downtown.
Whoa, that's where it came from.
That's right, hey. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we used to play in the third floor of the Lafayette Lofts right above Loco Bar. And right out the window, you could see Bricktown Station. It seemed appropriate.
Well, I wondered where that name came
from.
Yeah,
yeah. Now you know. A little trivia.
Well, hey, why don't we get some more music out of you guys?
Oh, I'd love to. Oh. This is one from our new CD called Are We There Yet? It's called My Show, a quick, pretty song. I like it.
Yeah, short and sweet.
I guess it's not too pretty, but
oh.
Pretty rock and roll.
Well, that's what music's all about.
Exactly.
Now, I find you guys really interesting because you're like a mix of a whole lot of different things. You're black and white, old and young, male and female.
That's
You've
right.
got like everything.
The whole package. It's true.
It is.
Yeah.
And you guys have been working together for how long?
Oh, my gosh. Is it a decade? 2001?
Yeah.
It feels it today. It's all good, though. We enjoy it. We wouldn't be doing it if we didn't. That's part of it.
All right, and you've got a bunch of shows coming up.
Yeah, this is the first. So I'm hello to everybody out there. We're really happy to be back at WHFR. Tonight we'll be at the Old Miami, that's on Cass Avenue in downtown Detroit, and then just a couple of blocks that's behind Majestic Cafe, if you're familiar with that area. And then tomorrow we're going to be at the Berkeley Front, and that's off of 12 Mile in Berkeley, cute little area. Tons of adult beverages served there. And then in October, I believe on the 16th, is that correct, Phil?
That's October 15th. October 15th. Donovan's Irish Pub.
An Irish pub in Southwest Detroit. I love it. I can't wait.
It's on West Verner.
West Verner. Okay.
Google it.
Google it.
Donovan, it is a really cool little place.
Yeah, yeah. We kind of find them, and that's where we play.
It works. It's a little hideaway. If you don't know where it is, you got to find it.
Yeah, yeah.
And most people don't know where it is.
I know, and I'm excited just to find a new spot. It's cool.
All right, so you got lots of cool stuff coming up, and it's nice that you're starting off your live performances right here.
I agree. It's a cool studio, and I hope there's a lot of people out there listening.
Okay. And you have a new CD that you're out supporting?
That's right. We just put out our second CD, our sophomore CD, recorded at Ember Studios and produced by Dave Feeney at
Temper Mill.
Yeah. Thank you. And it's called Are We There Yet? And we have it online. Best way to get to it is through our website. You can get the link to cdbaby.com there. And we always have CDs available around town, tons of record stores, but we're pretty proud of it. It took us some time to put it out there, but we think we put out a quality project, so there we go.
In fact, it's so good.
Yeah.
They want to give it to a few of our listeners.
Yes.
Right here. So if you call in right here at 313-845-9676 or make it toll free at 800-585-4322, extension 9676, hit option one. They have two large t-shirts, one old and one new. But we're not saying they're used. They're just
an older
one.
I'm going to call in. That number again?
Yeah, right.
That is 313-845-9676 or 800-585-4322. Extension 9676. Hit option one to get into the studio.
Woo, that's exciting. Yeah, that t-shirt has our old logo on it, the street sign with the five people on it. That is a limited edition t-shirt because we will not be reprinting them. So if they call in, they'll get what I'd like to call a collector's item.
It's a classic.
And we've got a caller right now, so you guys have to start playing
so we can take
that phone call.
Perfect. We're going to play a good song from our new CD called, the CD's called Are We There Yet? The song's called Moroccan Roll. Moroccan Roll. And I hope you like it.
Oh,
Yeah. Woo. Bricktown Station right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 WHFR. Now I noticed you had, while they're changing out a cord right here, we'll let you know you can always check out Bricktown Station at their website, which is, let me look through their,
We made it easy on you.
Oh, you're back. Okay.
BricktownStation.com. That's about it, yeah. We're also on Facebook and MySpace.
I think
MySpace.
You're good now.
Yeah. I think we're good.
Okay,
yeah.
BricktownStation.com. We're also on Facebook, MySpace, Reverb Nation, Twitter.
Google us.
Just Google.
You'll find us. I was sick not too long ago, and I found we were at least up to about 40 pages. You could still find Bricktown Station information about us, not the fire station in New Jersey and not just the people mover.
That's great.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting.
It really is.
For Google.
Right. Now, Margaret found one interesting thing about... last time we saw you playing in Pontiac.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
you had a bunch of little shakers.
Oh,
all
yes,
all
yes,
around
for
the stage.
That song that we just played. Yeah, we like to have audience participation, and we'll join in whenever we can to get them to join.
Okay, I want to mention that loyal listener Paul called. He's anxious to get your CD. He's calling from Dearborn, says the show sounds great. He's listening right now. And you guys are really a very colorful band. You have your drums, you named Roxanne, was it? Is that where the orange came from, that you do a lot of your accent colors on your T-shirts and the big banner that you have up? Are you going to have the banner at the Old Miami?
Hanging up and for all to see right outside the campus. And we might bring it tonight, too.
Yeah, I think it's very colorful.
Johnny got up there on that flagpole, and I think he attached it right there, right? And it's waving in the wind, so everybody should see it.
He came early just so he could do that.
Exactly. Yeah, Mark's kind of a fan of the Police, so I think... that's where the Roxanne name came from. And Roxanne has her own Facebook page, right?
Well, from the photographs, it looks like they actually light up. Is it just a reflection of the camera on the photos, or do they act?
Role play that I can put in the
microphone?
Yeah.
The drummer.
Okay, we're kind of stalling for time here as we switch out some cables. We had a bad connection, so I think that we're good to go now.
Yeah.
Alrighty, we are.
Just as he got to the microphone. Cruel world.
I love radio. That's great.
All right, Mark.
Well, whenever you're ready, why don't you remind everybody that you're going to play tonight.
Tonight we're playing at the Old Miami. We've got In Your Hand, which is a solo project from Anita Schmaltz. We've got Blackmail, which I believe has been a presence at this studio. We've been playing with them for a long time through multiple singers, so it's exciting that they've got a good, energetic crew, solid crew now. And then we'll be playing, and then also we've got a band called King's Head. This will be their premiere performance at the Old Miami. I'm really excited. These kids are really great, so it should be a good night all together.
All right, sounds great. Yeah. Are you guys ready to rock?
I think great. So. I've been a waitress for quite some time, so this next song is called 20%, and it's dedicated to all of those. Maybe jump back.
Either way.
Go either way.
Let's do that one because I just read the set list wrong. We're going to dedicate this one anyway to the waitresses because you get priority over the previous song. This one's called 20% from the Are We There Yet CD.
Thank you.
phase. The soup is the same as yesterday. Cash is flowing. Have a nice day. Have a nice day. Burger, fries, and I need a coke. I need an ashtray. I like to smoke. I need another. I need my bill. I need my waitress. I made a spill.
Never forget a face or a good tipper.
Right, that's the truth. Somebody might have been in the industry. That's right.
That's a song everybody can relate to
I think so.
Way or another.
I'd like a lot of people to relate to it. I just hope people remember the title.
And that title is?
20%. Yeah, not 10% and not zero.
Oh, of course not. Right. Well, I've got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Where does the songwriting in Bricktown Station come from?
You know what? Overall, as a band, the way it works is we kind of show up and kind of jam out and see what happens. I'd like to say I do most of the songwriting myself, but if anybody ever has something for the lyric-wise, if anybody else has something to join in, they definitely do. We've got Phil Bolden on this CD as written a song on the Are We There Yet CD, and then on our previous CD Home we had another member, Brandon Green, and he'd helped up with some lyrics too. So and we're always open to anybody who wants to throw something in, and that could be an outside influence too. So
those people in the audience,
yeah if they have a song for us, and we'd like to take advantage of it.
Especially you, Paul, you got a t-shirt now, you got to work for it.
That's right.
You need a song about how you get that t-shirt.
Paul, you're the fifth member on that t-shirt now.
All right, and I want to remind people you can call in. We still have one more and some CDs. They're a brand new Bricktown Station CD. What the name of that is?
Are we there yet?
All right, and we're not there yet.
No.
No.
So but we have one more CD to give away, so give us a call at 313-845-9676. Option one gets you into the studio. We'd love to send one out to you.
Woohoo.
All right.
Now we'll do that other song that I skipped. this is another one from the new CD. This one's called Devil in His Eyes, and it's a good bluesy jam.
That's right. It's a blues thing.
Rachel's pride. Son, you're sentenced to death. You know you should have known better. Now let's get down to the case of a missing letter. Baby with the devil in his eyes. Henry's wife is here. Do you have anything to tell her?
I know, Your Honor, but I'd like back my letter.
With a devil in his eyes, the phone lines have been blazing over here.
Ah, I love it. Hello out there, Detroit and Windsor and everywhere else.
And we had Dennis calling from Livonia. Cool. Said you're coming in strong and clear over there. And he's getting a T-shirt, and he says you guys are excellent.
Awesome.
He is jamming.
Thank you. I love it.
Thank you, Dennis. I don't know if you're stuck on that that Southfield freeway like I was on my way here, but we've got some more tunes for you.
Okay, and
we'll keep you company.
We got another caller, Ben from Detroit.
Cool.
And he says that he lives close enough that if we threw a frisbee from the front lawn that he could probably catch it. He's on the other side of Ford Road. But speaking of catching it, he's hoping to get down to the old Miami tonight to catch your show. He's
cool.
Really impressed, and he really appreciates being exposed to music here on WHFR. He likes a variety, and he's been very excited about hearing you tonight.
Cool. You know what? Everyone that's, that says they heard this show tonight will give them something.
If you come down, we'll then, yeah, I'll give you my personal frisbee, my Captain America frisbee that's in my car right now.
Wow. Wow. We're not desperate. We just like our fans, so thank you. Yeah, we've got some pins and stickers, buttons and stickers that we'd give to anybody from who's listening to comes out tonight to the Old Miami, or tomorrow, because we're playing tomorrow at the Berkeley Front. So,
and yeah, tomorrow night you'll be playing with Emily Rose.
Yep, we played with her last time we were with her was at the GLCC Music Fest. Out on the west side of the state, and then we'll also be with Otter River. Otter River's a really cool band we've played with at the Painted Lady. They used to be called Orange Robot, and they've got a little different sound, but I'm pretty excited to hear what they got going on. So pretty good shows.
Okay, and Phil, our sound man, Alan Cantino, has a question for you.
Mm.
Now,
sure.
Is that Captain America a classic Captain America or a movie Captain America?
Well, I procured it at one of the larger stores that sells just about everything because I was on vacation and in need of a Frisbee. And it was the only – I found it in the kiddie section. So it's actually a toy that's got a little strap on the back like Captain America's shield.
Oh, wow.
So it's a dual-purpose Frisbee. I'm saying it's a quality Frisbee. It's a patriotic Frisbee.
And the first person that mentions it down at the Old Miami tonight might go home with
it's
it.
It's yours.
I love it.
All right. And it's we're loving it so good. In fact,
we're having another ticking problem. So
we'll keep talking for a little bit. In fact, thing we could ask. In fact, we know all about Roxanne, the drum kit. What kind of guitar are you playing over there, Johnny?
Well, this guitar is a little different. It's actually upside down. It's a left-handed guitar, but I am using it for new chord shapes, and so I don't have to really listen to anybody's chord diagrams. I just kind of make my own up now, and it's a Reverend guitar.
Ah.
They're made by Joe Naylor, who I think is a great guy. He makes the Reverend amps, the Naylor amps, and high quality, high quality.
And they are local.
Yeah, they used to actually
it is orange.
Be at the Russell Industrial. And it is orange, but that's not why I got it. I just liked it. Just happened to be orange.
And what are you playing that through?
I hate to say.
Well, then you don't have to. We're not going to make
it. It sounds good, whatever.
Through
it is.
Your airwaves.
Yeah. It's a 57 Fender Tweed Deluxe. No, not really.
Well, in that case, Phil, what are you playing?
I am playing a Steinberger headless bass. It's a Steinberger Spirit, and it's got a little drop thing, so if I want to go down to a different note on the E string, I can drop down to, as you can hear, it just gets a little. See?
Oh, we're learning.
You hear that?
All right.
Yeah.
And by headless bass, it has no little knobs at the top.
Yeah. All the tuning keys are at the other end by the bridge. And that's nice because it doesn't detune very easily. If it bumps up against something, it doesn't detune because, you know, with a regular guitar, if you hit something, if you lean the guitar up against something, and then it turns the tuning key, and then, yeah, you're detuned all of a sudden.
Well, so, never thought about it.
Well, we're learning now, too.
Yeah.
physics, children.
Oh, and Alan says it's a cool 80s style.
Yeah. That's why I got it.
All right. Well, our sound man, Alan Cantina, was always hip to all the groovy things.
Oh, I'm sure. He's hip to the way we're sounding. It's sounding great.
That's right. He's making it that way.
Cool.
That's right.
In fact, what do you got for us now?
Well, we've got something for your listening audience. If anyone wants to call in and fund our next CD, this one will be on it. And this next CD will be called, no pun intended. We've got the title, and we've already got about half the songs, and this one will be on it. It's called What's Going Down. Real good vibe to it. I like it. Oh, yeah.
Bricktown Station, right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Oh, I've been having all kinds of people calling in.
Oh, we love it. Hello, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, you, in fact, you've been doing it. We don't often get calls this heavy. So,
thank you.
Certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, I hope one of them are the ones that are funding this next one.
Patrons of the arts.
Right. We'll have to do a Kickstarter, and if you approve, well, tell us on our Facebook and bring all your friends to join you.
Okay, and where can they come and see you this weekend?
This weekend. Well, tonight at the Old Miami out in Midtown, tomorrow at the Berkeley Front in Berkeley, October 15th at Donovan's in off of Verner. We're also going to be... you can check us out on all of our different websites. Well, one website, bricktownstation.com, MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation, etc. On CD Baby, if you would like to acquire a single track, you could. We've got lots of ways to get that. And if you really can't make it out to any of our live shows, you know, the CD that we just did, Are We There Yet, is at so many different record stores in the area, I can't even tell you. Locally at Dearborn Music, let's see, where do we begin? UHF, Solo Records, Berkeley Music, I don't know.
That really is all over town.
Yeah. we tried to get them before they close on us.
All right.
Because two of the record stores had closed on us before we had a chance to even get our music there. So support your record store. There's my plug.
Right. You got to support, and support bands. Support live music while you still can. Go out and get them.
Music's where it's at.
As much as we're on the web and that helps people from out of town and out of the country, locally we need to support our record stores, our bars, and our bands. Michigan Made Music.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, you got about 8 minutes left in this show. So
We're going to give your listeners another new one. This one's for all of those, although I don't think the weather goes with this song. It's called Choice 7, and it's for all of those who ride a bike. It could be a bicycle, but I'm thinking more of the motor kind. I've got a scooter, and this song was made based on a bunch of different bike gang that we have called Choice 7, and it's whoever has a bike is part of the gang. So
it's a big gang.
We were a crazy looking gang, Harley and Hondas and scooters and choppers. It didn't look like a joined gang, but we were. So it's called Choice 7, and it's a good rockin' tune. Okay. Not yet released.
Because you were too slow.
You've been listening to WHFR Dearborn. Stay tuned for Old Time Radio Theater.
This is WHFR Dearborn, and welcome.